I'd like to call the meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted at the, on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Simco?
Here.
Heinrich?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Conrad?
Here.
Higgins?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
Okay, first up, we have a proclamation for National Nutrition Month. Carl, come on up.
Do this publicly here.
Okay.
The proclamation of the Borough of Washington proclaiming March as National Nutrition Month. Whereas food is the substance by which life is sustained, and whereas the type, quality, and amount of food that individuals consume each day plays a vital role in their overall health and physical fitness, and whereas there is a need for continuing education and a wide-scale effort to enhance healthy eating practices, and know therefore the governing body of the Borough of Washington do hereby proclaim the month of March as National Nutrition Month in Washington Borough, New Jersey, and we encourage all citizens to join the campaign and become concerned about their nutrition and the nutrition of others in the hope of achieving optimum health for both today and tomorrow. Presented on the 10th day of March, 2015, Scott McDonald, Mayor.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Not at all, not at all. And if you'd like to say something, you're more than welcome to.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for having me here today. I'm the dietitian at the ShopRite of Washington. You may have seen my pictures there. I do a lot of healthy programs in the community, go to lots of schools and stuff and give talks to the children. I also do healthy recipes at the store, sampling, kids' cooking classes there, too, and partner with a lot of local churches, moms clubs, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, and things to help them earn their badges or whatever, and just get them a little more educated on things that are relevant to their lives. So I brought some handouts just to outline exactly what I do at the store and also my March calendar of events, which you can kind of see. A couple other things I do. In the beginning of the month, I went to Washington Kid Care right up the road, and the first week of March, or there's a day in the beginning, that's
Thank
Dr.
You.
Seuss Day, and so we did Green Eggs and Ham, so I read them the Green Eggs and Ham books. It's all about trying new foods, and that's what I try to help the kids do, a lot of trying new foods. A lot of times their parents maybe are not quite adventurous, or maybe they weren't raised on different foods. So that's what I do about this.
Okay. Maybe just put those on the secretary. Anybody who wants them can grab them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Doesn't look like you're quite going to have enough.
Okay. Where's that
paper? The secretary over there. And anybody who wants them can grab them. Of course, folks, you're welcome to. Next up, we have our minutes of February 3rd and February 17th.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion on either of the minutes?
The 17th.
Page 3. 3. What do you have, Ethel?
Should
we abstain?
Or Council? Over
the sewer committee?
Yep.
Okay.
She's not even on the roll call.
Right, she's
right.
Not on the roll call either.
Actually, she is. It's on the top of
page
4.
Page 4? Okay.
It just didn't get right there.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? We're going to deviate a little bit. We're going to come up to Ordinance 2, 2015 to establish the Cat Bank. Anybody like to move that?
So moved.
Thank
Second.
You. Any discussion on this? Have the roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
Plunkett?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Ordinance 2015, an ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank.
Okay, motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? Another roll call?
Higgins?
Yes.
Conway?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Plunkett?
Yes.
Public hearing of ordinance 2015 will be April 7th, 2015, and advertisement of the public hearing in the Star Gazette on March 20th, 2015.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, resolution 56, 2015, a resolution of self-examination of the budget. Found that on your desk this evening.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on this? Should we do a roll call on this? Do a roll call, please.
Conway?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Plunkett?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
And then resolution 57, 2015, the introduction of the 2015 municipal budget.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the budget? Roll call, please.
Conway?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Plunkett?
Yes.
We'll go back into the order. At this point, I'll open up the audience portion for petitions, remarks, statements, and testimony from guests. If you would, sir, just give your name and address for the record, please.
Michael Gessner, 440 State Route 57 West, Washington.
What can we do for you, Mr. Gessner?
I have a grievance against two town employees.
Would you come up to the microphone, please?
I have a grievance against two town employees, Mr. Rudy Bashir and Christine Blanchard, the town manager.
Okay, you would like to file a formal complaint this evening?
Well, yes.
Okay.
I've got some handouts. Would you like to see them first?
I don't think we need to see them first, but we can certainly take them from you.
I'll address these documents one by one.
Okay.
I own the building at 51 Broad Street. I don't know if you're all aware of where it is and what it is. Previously, it was an auto parts store, Warren County Auto Parts. When I took over the building in 1970, previous to that, it was a car dealership. Sold Chryslers, repaired cars there, sold parts there, and I continued. We also did repairs. I always had cars in the garage, sold parts. Towards the last part of the 1900s, we had mixed uses. We had a mail order business going on inside, a events planning office, selling our inventory down because the company was going, basically we're selling our auto parts down to zero.
Do you own the building?
Yes.
Okay, and these are businesses that you've had in the building over the course of time?
Right. In 2007, I sold the building to Mr. Kenneth Hale, taking a down payment and holding the mortgage.
Okay.
Which didn't work out very well. After about 18 months, he stopped making payments. So the property went into foreclosure. I got the property back in July of 2012, losing in excess of $200,000 on the mortgage. Then I came into the borough hall to pay the back taxes, $32,000 more. I was in financial distress. Still am. That's a big part of my retirement. So I met with Patrick Stefanelli, and that's the first enclosure. I gave him a sheet on, I met him in late 2012, a little description of the building and the uses. And he did a tour of the building, which was an ISO. And the building is in residential/office building zone. So it's pretty much always been non-conforming, but grandfathered in. And he did an assessment of the building, of the garage, and he said, well, this will never be a residence. And he also said this will never be an office building. The only thing this is good for is the garage. So that was late 2012.
He was just referring to the building that...
To the building.
Okay.
So the only good use for this is what it is right now, a garage.
Okay.
And so I was trying to find someone to rent the building. And not a lot of luck. And then early, March of 2013, I was talking with the car club, local car club, about the possibility of renting space to them in the garage. And I said, but before we do anything, even if you're interested, I've got to check with the zoning officer to see if this is a permissible use. And so I met with Patrick Stefanelli again, and you can look at enclosure 2, page 2. That's what I gave him. I said, I have a car club that's interested in renting space in the building. Now, if this is permissible and I make an agreement with them, the agreement will state that no professional work can be done in the garage. You can't do work on cars for people off the street. No business can be run out of here. This is strictly for the car club. And we also set up quiet times, because one of my primary concerns was respect of the neighbors. There can't be any noise problems. So at quiet times built into it. So I said to Patrick, under these conditions, would you approve this use? He said yes. And that's how the conversation went. And just before I was ready to leave, he said, you know, if there is a problem, by the time I get there to check it out, you will have already fixed it. And that was pretty much it. So it was about a month later, I rented made up the lease and rented it to the car club.
Did you get any documentation from the zoning officer?
No.
No. It was all verbal.
Right.
Okay.
And things were going well. The neighbors were, everyone was getting along fine, which they really had to be the situation. Then 6 months later, I got a summons from Mr. Rudy Bashir, the code enforcer, and it's a zoning violation. And I was astounded. Rudy Bashir is the code enforcer. The zoning officer is the zoning enforcer. That's town regulations. So I went to Patrick, and he didn't know anything about it. And he should have known about it, because that's his responsibility. And so he talked with, as he said, to the town manager and Rudy, and really got nowhere. And I stopped in to see the town manager and asked her a question right off the bat. I said, what would you do if you found out one of your employees broke the law? She said, unhesitantly, I'd fire him. And I told her what happened, that Rudy Bashir wrote an illegal summons, absolutely illegal. She said, there's nothing I can do about it. So on one hand, she's going to fire him. On the other hand, there's nothing she could do about it. So it went to court, first time in court. And you can look at the last enclosure, part 3. That's why I gave the town prosecutor, and Rudy was there also. And basically, when Rudy wrote this illegal summons, he denied me due process, which is a civil rights infraction. This is not a joke. The town prosecutor said, get an attorney. And Rudy said, Rudy was embarrassed, and he should have been. He used to be a zoning officer. He knew what the job entailed. He knew what he could do, what he couldn't do. He said, why help out? I guess he does, but the zoning officer knew nothing about it. So then it went into the attorney's hands. Next time we went to court, Rudy had a letter.
The attorney being?
My attorney I had to hire.
Okay.
So next time in court, Rudy had a letter from the town manager stating he was assistant zoning officer. So not only did the town manager condone what he did, she supported it. There's no getting around that. So the court's dates get postponed for this and that. Finally, in early last year, everyone's there again, and I'm presented with the plea bargain. Here's the one, I'm the one who's been violated. I'm given a plea bargain. If I plead guilty to a noise violation, of course I didn't commit, pay a $500 fine, Patrick Stefanelli will work with the town manager to straighten this all out. Well, I agreed, and that hurt, pleading guilty for something I didn't do, but I thought this seemed to be, you know, what else am I going to do here? So I pleaded guilty to the noise violation. 3 days later, there's a summons on the garage again. This time, the summons goes towards Kevin Mealy and the occupants of the garage. And so, obviously, he really didn't know anything about this, or he forgot about it. Patrick was upset, to say the least, because he couldn't deal with Rudy. Rudy was telling him this and that about everything. Of course, this is hearsay. But he could never get it. Nothing ever happened. And so here we are now. And this should have never happened. It's a mistake on the part of a town employee condoned by the town manager. And I'm the one paying for it. I'm still paying for it. Because the attorney representing the guys in the garage, I have to reimburse them for that. It's not their fault. So what I would like to see, number one, I would like to see my costs reimbursed by the town. Number two, I'd like to see Rudy Beshear fired. And number three, I'd like to see the town manager fired. I'd be pleased to answer any questions you have.
Mr. Gessner, we cannot speak right now about any employee in particular. We have to Rice notice them in order to talk about them.
That's fine.
And they may present whatever they want to present at that time. It could be an open session or it could be in closed session.
That's fine.
That's up to them.
So really, that's about all we can do today other than to start the process.
Right. There's a process that's involved when that.
I understand.
I do have a question for
yes.
you, briefly. The allegation, just so I'm clear on what your allegation is, and it's not something that we'll be discussing this evening, but your allegation is that Mr. Beshear issued you a violation or a notice of a violation, and it was beyond the scope of his duty.
Yes,
that's the crux of your
yes.
allegation. Was this ever presented in the municipal court hearing? Was this ever?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the determination? You accepted a plea instead of continuing.
It was tossed out once and Rudy got it put back in.
Was that issue ever litigated or ever addressed in the municipal
no.
court?
Okay. I did the plea bargain, thinking it was the right thing to do. Obviously, it wasn't.
And you thought that was the end of it.
I didn't assume anything, but I'm just trying to do the right thing, and that wasn't the right thing.
And just so I'm clear, is there an outstanding summons right now?
I believe there is, yes.
Okay, but that would be with respect to Mr. Mealy?
Yes.
Okay. And his arguments are essentially the same that...
Maybe not quite the same.
Okay. But that's something, just so I'm clear, that's something
it's
that
not quite
not
the same, no.
Okay, that wasn't determined in the municipal court hearing
no.
whether or not he had the authority to issue the summons. But that's your position.
Well, like I said, it was tossed out once and brought back in.
Is Mr. Okay. Mealy here tonight?
Yes.
Okay. And you would join Mr. Gessner in this complaint?
Yes, and I have more to complain about also. And I already made my race notification through the town manager who confirmed it. I was under the impression all notifications were made.
Only the governing body can issue arrest notice.
You're allowed to speak. The governing body cannot engage in personnel discussion, so you're not barred from speaking if
okay.
that's what you're thinking. Right. That's not what the rights
yeah.
notice entails.
Right.
The formal complaint, when that process comes to fruition, that will be when the rights notice.
I already filed a formal okay. complaint, and it was closed.
Well, with the manager.
Yes.
Yes. The next step is to file it with the council.
Okay.
And that's when we would issue the Rice notice and schedule the hearing and do that sort of thing.
Okay.
Okay. But you're certainly welcome to say what you have to say tonight. You may end up repeating yourself at the next, when we have the the hearing. And if you would, just give your name and address for the record.
Kevin Mealy, Jr., 85 Park Ave, Washington, New Jersey.
Thank you, sir.
I'm leaving off where Mike, or starting off where Mike left off. I was given three different summonses in my name.
And you hold the lease on this building now, sir?
Well, I rent the building along with seven other people.
Okay, under...
My name is on the lease to represent them as far as, you know, paying rent to Mike and such.
Okay.
Yes, I rent for Mike. Now, I was issued summons, which the code book does say that the tenant can be issued a summons, but that, from my understanding, is when the tenant is knowingly violating a code, which I have been told by Mike, my landlord, the whole time not to worry about anything because we're not doing anything wrong. And in the code book, as far as I can read, we're also not doing anything wrong. There's nothing that says you can't work on your own car on a property that you own or rent. We're not conducting business. We're not making any financial gain off of anything. And there's nothing anywhere that I can find that says that that's illegal. So, you know, my complaint, again, is that I don't know how I was written these summonses when I'm not in the wrong, first off, and second off, I've been being told by my landlord the whole time, don't worry about it. So anyway, I filed my formal complaint and tried to work this out outside of the court, and I was made quite a few, first off, I was made a deal to not come to a council meeting if I was to work through this with the town manager and work out a solution with her and a meeting with her. I was told that the charges would be dismissed without prejudice, I would be able to stay in my building, and everything would be fine. So I went to court two different times under the impression that I was going to court to get my charges dismissed. And both times, Rudy said nothing was ever mentioned about charges getting dismissed, and I looked like a fool, pretty much. Because of things I was led to believe by the town that didn't come true. And I also believe that that Rudy should be fired. He is abusing abusing what he's allowed to do by the law to hold personal grudges for. I don't know why I'm being targeted and singled out after, you know, after this happened with Mike.
Did you hire an attorney, Mr.
Yes.
Lee? Okay. Was it the same attorney that Mr. Gesner?
No.
Using? Okay. And the car club, is it formal? Do you have bylaws?
No,
It's just the loosely knit group of people who work on their own cars.
Yes.
Okay. Anything, Counsel?
Just again, the same follow-up questions. Were the summonses ever, was there ever a disposition in connection with those summonses?
The trial is scheduled for May 5th.
Okay. And you have an attorney?
Yes.
Who's your attorney?
Jeffrey Russo.
Has anyone else received summonses?
No.
Just you and Mr. Gesner?
Yes.
And you had previously submitted a complaint other than what's in the body of that complaint. If you want to issue a formal complaint, you need to set forth everything in writing so that it can be considered in addition to what you said this evening.
Okay.
Okay.
And given to who?
It can be turned into the mayor.
Okay. And one other question I have. I have a permit that was written to me for the building I'm in, and I was told in court that this does not hold any water, so I'm curious if this still works or not.
I can't make it. And who gave this to you?
Christine Blanchard.
Okay, and what was this for?
For our occupancy in the building as a park club.
Okay, do me a favor and just, can you make a copy of that and send that to her? Write it to the mayor.
I think that's going to be it for me for now.
I guess we should hold this also for the complaint.
Yeah. And again, anyone who's making a formal complaint, it should be, well, we recommend that it be put into writing and that your grievances be specifically set forth. And there's a procedure that's set forth in a resolution that you should follow.
I should do it too separately.
Excuse me?
I should do it also separately.
Well, you've already done it. If there's anything that you wanted to add, that's entirely up to you.
Do you think you can have that stuff to me before our next meeting, next Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay. Then I guess we should do the rice notices for next Tuesday?
Sure.
Okay. It's okay with you also, Mr. Gessman? All right. Is there anybody else who wants to speak on this issue in particular? This is an issue with a possible zoning violation on Broad Street in Miller, is it?
Broad Street in
Monroe. Okay, so you'll be something separate, so.
Oh, okay.
Is there anybody else who has anything they want to add to that? Okay, ma'am, if you'd like to come up and we'll move on to the next. Sure. Yes, this is the audience portion. Whatever you'd like to say.
Oh, okay.
If you would, just give your name and address for the record, please.
Okay. My name is Patricia Horace. I'm a resident at 107 East Washington Avenue. And I have several problems. Yesterday morning, my daughter's car was towed, and she came home at 5 p.m. yesterday evening. No signs were up, and I called the Washington Police Station 4 in the morning, and they told me that signs were put up at 7 p.m., and I'm getting all these different times. Now, I went with the police, and he said 7 p.m., and I usually look out the window because I'm a disabled person. But anyway, my daughter's car was towed and cost us $125 plus a ticket was put on there, and we live right there, and no signs were there. And another neighbor was told a different time that the signs were put there. So it's a problem with that. And also, I have a problem with the gym. They have their own private parking, and the people that go to the gym, they're parking where the residents can't even find a park in front of their home. And they're taking all the parks.
On Route 57.
On 57. I live on the main street, right down from the gym and the bar. And my vehicle was parked there, and it was hit overnight. So I'm dealing with $1,000 vehicle hit, no tags, no nothing, and then towing of cars and all of this here when signs weren't there. And also, when I came here, a ticket was given to me for parking in front of my home, and I said there was no signs. So I came here, and they said to me, well, I said to them, how can you put a ticket on someone's car with no sign? They went out after me stating I wanted to see it, the rules and regulations here and stuff. She showed me something, but it didn't show anything like that. A couple of days later, they go put an old sign up, 2-hour parking. So really, they're not enforcing what they should be enforcing.
Okay, I know the other day, they did put up orange signs along 57 on the side of Gibson's Gym because they were going to be doing overnight work getting rid of the snow.
Yes. Okay. I heard that, but...
I don't know how far down they did it.
There you go.
I didn't look, in all honesty, but I did see them.
Yeah.
Okay.
They stopped at a certain point, and the officer even told me that they where I live, they were put at 7 p.m. My daughter came in at 5:30. When you go into your home in the evening time, if there's no signs or nothing, and actually, I think there should be a 24-hour warning to let the residents know what's going on so they can prepare, because everyone doesn't go outside on a daily basis,
right,
like myself. And stuff. And if they slipped a notice in the door or the mailbox or something, 24 hours is enough time, because everybody always say give 24-hour notice.
Right. I don't disagree.
And they
with
just
that
stick
at all.
A sign up there one day, boom, towing your cars, costing you too much money. I don't think it's fair at all.
Being as it's a police matter, there's very little that we can do about it.
Okay, the police, you know what the police told me? It wasn't their matter. You know where they wanted to send me? They sent me saying that the people who put the signs up, the department of such and such, instead of fessing up to what they're over, and the sign, I took a picture of the sign has the police department. So they, 4 a.m. in the morning, I'm discussing this with an officer.
Who put up the signs, Chris, do you know?
The signs came from the police department.
Okay.
I can't tell you who physically put them up.
Well,
just started by
they
now.
Sent me
okay.
to somebody
I
else.
I have to verify that.
Okay, so we need to look into that a little bit.
And then what are you going to do? Get in contact with me or something, or come back to another meeting?
I can get in touch with the chief of police and...
I was trying to get the director, really.
Well,
I went there this morning to talk to the director of the police.
Yeah.
Because right is right and wrong is wrong.
I have his cell phone number, so I can always give him a call.
Yeah. Who are you, sir?
My name is Scott McDonald.
McDonald?
Yes.
Okay, nice to meet you.
And the police chief is Jim McDonald, but he is not related to me.
They couldn't even tell me who the mayor was. I said, well, where is the mayor of this town? I'm new to this town.
Yeah.
Somebody was coaching him in the background, and then he just say, well, I can tell you where your car is and this, that, and the other. And
Washington Township provides the police services to Washington Borough, so they have a different mayor than we have.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was some of the confusion. I know that doesn't make you feel any better, but...
Well, where is the mayor? What area am I? Am I in the borough?
Yes,
I'm 107.
Yes.
Okay.
If you're right by Gibson's Gym, you're in the borough.
Yes. And the mayor, is this the city hall or what is this?
Yes.
This is the city hall.
Yeah, municipal building.
Okay.
Yes, city hall.
And the mayor's office is where for us?
I do have a small office downstairs, but I'm in it infrequently. My job is a part-time job. And I have
Are you the judge?
No.
Oh.
No, I'm just the mayor.
You're the mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
Get out of town!
If I get out of town, I won't be married.
Oh, wow. Well, nice to meet you, mayor. Yeah, I really do need to talk to you. Well, I am.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I came. One thing is...
Typically, the manager is in the office during our
mm-hmm.
normal business hours. She takes care of all of the day-to-day
mm-hmm.
type of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you will rarely find me here. Typically, if I'm...
Yeah, no, you're important.
It's important in the evening. Well, I have a full-time job, too, so it's more in the
okay.
evening after hours.
What was I going to say? Yeah, the guy who towed the truck, he even elaborated on that the signs weren't where...
Yes.
But he can't say that in front of his boss because, hey, that's his job. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he said, do go to the council meeting. That's how I found out about this place. And I'm here.
Okay.
Nice to meet you. And thank you for hearing me.
Okay. Is there anyone else? Yes, sir.
I have a question for you. Pete Mulligan, 46 Carlton Avenue, right here in Washington. What's going on between you and the school with the alleyway that we flood out on? I live right there. One of those garages are mine. The house is mine. We've seen in the paper that between the town and the school you were going to fix the road. Now you're not going to fix the road. So what's, where do we stand with it? What's going on?
Do we have...
Okay. Right now, the my understanding that Dawson, the engineer, was looking into the issue. I'm going to go out and look around. I don't know anything other than that at this point.
I don't know that he's had a chance to do a field visit.
Okay. They've been dragging this out too long between the town and the school. No, the town's not at fault for it. The school is, and I'll verify that because I lived there. I've seen exactly what they did. I brought the questions up. What are you going to do with this last catch basin that goes to North Lincoln? Is it?
Yes.
By library? It's not our problem. That belongs to the town. Okay, so then why are you milling and paving the town road? Well, we talked to the town. They said we could do it. Right now, you've got a mess, and it's only going to get worse. The catch basins have settled. You probably got 3 inches of a lip there with all the frost you had now. It's heaved everywhere. Mike, you live there. You know what's going on. I've been there 18 years of my life. My wife has been there her entire life. We've never had a flooding problem. The neighbor next to me packed up and left his house. So now that house is abandoned as it stands right now. Nobody's living in it. So when that garage floods, it's coming to my basement. And I've had about enough of it. So you're going to have a major problem if somebody... The problem you need to do is tear that little piece out between the school parking lot and Lincoln Ave, lower it, put a new pipe in. Because the outlet structure there, first of all, I don't know how the engineer allowed them to build this. They should have had an underground detention system. We bid the job. I do this for a living. I work for Voller's Excavating out of North Branch, New Jersey. We bid the job. They give it to the cheapest bidder. You get what you pay for. Bottom line.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Government, though.
Bottom line, you get what you pay for. And the last basin that they tied into, the two pipes going out, are undersized. I wish an engineer was here because him and I would be going at it. And the guy who was originally there, the engineer, he dug holes all through that parking lot, put stone in there, including your road, because that alleyway is belonging to you, because I bring my camper in there. And my camper sits in front of my garage. I know you've all seen that big-ass camper sitting there.
Yes, we have. Okay. At least I have. I walk my dog back there often.
Okay. So you've seen me sitting there playing in my garage.
Yes.
That's my rig. So right now, turning that corner and everything in there, with everything the way it's going, if you guys don't fix that and the flooding keeps going, you're going to have a major problem on your hands. And I'll be come knocking on your door once my basement floods again. Because that is the town street, but it is the school who did the problem.
Dave, do you have any updated information?
No, we're actually having a meeting on Monday at 9 o'clock, and I will bring this up with Dawson then, the engineer.
I'd like to join you.
9 o'clock. You're my guest. Here.
I will be here.
This room or downstairs?
Downstairs in the conference room.
Okay. This coming Monday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is the town engineer going to be there?
Yes, sir.
Is he the guy that approved everything?
No, sir.
Who was the original engineer that approved everything up there?
Well, that would have been, what, 2 engineers ago?
Mm-hmm. Well, it would have been the school... who did the work there and
here.
Wouldn't have been ours. I do not believe our previous engineer.
So how did they, what I want to know is how did the school get the okay to do that road if it belongs to the town?
Essentially they asked.
And who gave them permission?
I believe the governing body did.
So who was overseeing the school?
The governing body. Wasn't the governing body.
Okay, I may be mistaken on that because we're back, what, two
so
years?
So who's overseeing the tent for the school for doing that job?
3 years?
It was 2011.
Okay. Right.
It's been going on for a while. I mean,
yeah.
When it rains, it's like the Nile River back there because the last catch basin cannot handle the water. They went from 2 6-inch pipes draining the entire parking lot to Lincoln Ave. There's only 2 6-inch pipes side by side.
Okay.
Which in turn make a turn in the ground somewhere, but it's not a direct line. They added 18-inch, 15-inch, and 12-inch pipe in the parking lots and added all this new blacktop, X amount of square feet more than what used to be there. And the original road that was behind my garage had a 6-inch crown in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just pitched like this, but now, the way it's even, it's going the opposite way again. And it's going to get worse.
The next rain we get, we're going to have a big problem.
Not that it's any consolation, but we've learned a lesson on that.
Well, I'm not here to bitch and scream and carry on.
I understand. You want it fixed.
We need to fix the problem because I have I don't know what year my house was built, but I have a stone foundation wall. And I actually had to dig a hole in the basement, put a 2-inch submersible pump in, turn a switch every time it rains, just to meet the water.
Well, hopefully, if you attend the meeting on Monday,
well, I'm going to be here.
You know, you can get more information. Maybe you'll understand what's going on a little better.
Because my neighbor, I know he was fighting something, and I don't know what happened to him, where he's at, what's going on with him, but it's his garage that gets flooded. But it's my basement, my house.
One next door to you.
Yeah.
Yes, the one on the right side of me. Mike lives on the left side of me.
Right.
Well, actually, my mother lives on the left side, and Mike lives on the other side of her. But I own the whole house. And it just comes in his garage, and when he opens his garage door, there's 3 feet of water in there. And that goes right between the two houses, right into my basement. Everything's up on pedestals. Been that way for the last 3-4 years. I'm to the point that I'm done with it. But I know he's not fighting it anymore, so I got to step up to the plate. I should have been here when it first happened, but I thought things were going to mellow out and somebody was fixing the problem. And I read in the paper that was going on, and that was the last I seen of it. So.
Yeah.
You have a serious problem there.
Yeah. The state of New Jersey stepped in with some of our reconstruction on North Lincoln and threw the monkey wrench into it, too.
I seen Millen's numbers on the streets, and somebody was shooting some grades out there.
Yeah, we were all ready to mill, and then they told us we had to change some handicap access on the sidewalks.
Well, there's actually, what sidewalks? The one by the front library?
Yeah.
In front of the older house where the stone is? The stone foundation?
I believe so.
Yeah. Facing the library's on the right, the other house on the left? Okay. Well, RJ owns that, doesn't he?
Sure.
Yeah. RJ owns that. But it's the town sidewalk?
Yeah. Yeah, we have to make it right before they'll allow us to pave. And we were hoping to get it all done at once, and when that monkey wrench was thrown into it, it pretty much put us back to square one.
What's the school doing about it?
I don't know.
The school hasn't spoken to the town anything about it or any of this? There's got to be some connection
we
between
have,
the town and the school.
I don't know how you know.
Yeah, well, right now, and there have been some discussions, but that's essentially why we made the decision to have our engineer go out there, the borough's engineer go out there and look at the problem. So that's how it's being handled. And if you want to know more specifically about that, you're going to have to attend that meeting and just fill you in on the process.
Monday, in the morning.
Text me,
please.
Don't want to forget. Monday morning?
Yeah.
Monday morning. Sunday day off? No problem. I'll take the day off next Monday.
Well, maybe you'll only take half a day.
No, I'll be here in the morning, 9 o'clock. Somebody have me out by 10.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. Is there anyone else for the audience portion? Sure.
My name is Jonathan D'Amico. I live on 26 Beethoven Avenue. It's a dead-end street right off of Railroad. I moved here in 2012, so that's 2 years now, almost three. I have no driveway on my property, nor garage, and I have three vehicles. Two of them are mine, one of them is my boss's. I'm given a company vehicle to drive home and drive to work. I do heating and air conditioning. So my complaint is I keep on getting tickets every winter season for parking my vehicles on the street when the road is snow covered. I understand they need to plow the streets, keep them clean, you know, for emergency vehicles to get down the street and so on and so forth. I got a ticket last year, and I had dealt with it. I argued with the town, and I finally went to court, and after a few times, they lowered it down to $30. I had to pay, I guess the norm is $50. I just got another one for my company vehicle this time. This was from, let me see, the 1st of March, and we had a snowstorm on that Sunday, I believe it was.
Okay.
And I wasn't home from Wednesday until that Monday morning early, and I had no way of knowing it was going to snow 3 or 4 inches or whatever it was that night. And usually I check with my neighbors. You know, it's kind of sad. I have to ask my neighbors to park in their driveways in order to not get tickets to park in my own street, which is kind of ridiculous. So, you know, my complaint is this has to be changed, like, somehow, for people who don't have driveways or places to park when the road is snow-covered. I don't know how we can do that, maybe issue permits. You know, I understand you gotta keep the streets clean, but I can't keep on getting tickets for this. You know, every time $50, or it's anywhere between $50 and $100 for every ticket. You know, I was lucky that weekend. Me and my wife took both our cars that weekend, and I had left my truck, you know, and I only got a ticket for my truck. And most of the time I'm home when it snows, and I'm able to ask my neighbors to park it in their driveways. So I'm just asking, maybe we could change that ordinance somehow and add that people that don't have driveways or anywhere to park during that time, you know, for example, I wasn't home, have a permit so that they can park there and not get a ticket.
Yeah, this discussion comes up almost every year. There's always somebody like that.
I figure.
Yeah, and we've looked and we've looked and we've looked. There really is no solution that anybody's been able to come up with that doesn't, forgive my French, it doesn't screw somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, a number of people in town have properties. Most of them are rentals.
Mm-hmm.
That just don't have a driveway. You know, maybe it's a half a duplex.
That's another thing.
The driveway's on this side, but people on this side don't have any place.
I know there's a lot of apartments in town. And, you know, my question is every time I get a ticket, what about all those other people who have nowhere to park their vehicles? I mean, you say the municipal parking lot, you know, there's room there, but
yeah.
What happens when that gets filled up? Where are they going to go? So they're responsible to pay $50 to $100 ticket for every vehicle they have on the street, and that's not right.
Yeah. To the best of my knowledge, the parking lots have not filled up.
Well, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, theoretically it's possible.
If it did, then, you know, that's my complaint. And, again, usually I do have a place to park, but in that case, I wasn't home for 4 days. And
well, if you had a driveway.
If I had a driveway,
you know, it wouldn't
be an issue at all.
Yeah.
So.
Is there any possibility that your landlord, I assume you're renting.
I own a house.
You own the house.
Yes.
Is there any possibility that you could put a driveway on the side?
I could, but I don't have the money to do that right now.
Okay.
I'm trying to, you know, support my family.
I understand.
And I have a lot of bills to pay for. I'm sure everyone else knows that. But, you know, if I had the money, I would, you know. But I don't. So that's my issue. I barely have enough to pay for these tickets. You know, that's why I'm here today. Because I can't keep on paying these tickets. So, I don't know. We got to think of something to do about this. Every year, or every time this issue comes up, well, why aren't we doing something about it? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's been looked into, but there's always somebody who's going to get the short end of the stick.
Like the town. Because there isn't enough tax money to pay for whatever else.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could go down that route, but that's not going to solve any issues for you whatsoever.
Right, but I'm very frustrated about it, you know.
John, what's your address?
26 Beethoven Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually met Ethel once before.
Okay.
So.
Is it at all possible you could park in the, make a deal with the Railroad Avenue apartments and park in there?
Even if I did, what if I wasn't home, and then I would still get a ticket for it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have no problem. My neighbors are very, I'm fortunate that my neighbors are nice enough to let me park in their driveways when it snows. But if I'm not there and I don't know it's going to snow, and then what? You know? So every time I'm not home, I got to park my vehicle in my neighbor's driveway? That's not right either. So, just, I lost some words besides that, so I'm just trying to figure it out, you know. Is there any other suggestions maybe someone
can
bring
up? The only thing
up?
I could think of, because as the mayor's saying, there's really not a whole lot we can do. You got the municipal parking area, but you probably have a long haul to walk then.
Right.
I mean, if I were you, I would give maybe copies of your keys to the neighbors, making a deal with them that when there is a storm coming and they're aware of it, that they can take your cars if you're not available. That's the only thing I can come up with.
I understand that. I'm not comfortable giving my keys to my neighbors, you know. I understand that there's nothing you can do about it, but I guess we'll have to figure it out some other way. I don't know. I don't know how. But, all right, I guess that's it. Thank you.
I want to know who's responsible for parking. Is it the police department?
For enforcing the parking regulations?
Yes. Oh, they are?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I need to talk. Because the Gibson Gym, and they have a big parking lot. And that bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not only their parking lot. They allow others to park in there, so you could always park your cars back
and
in there.
And get it towed, are you serious?
No, you won't get your car towed in their parking lot.
I'm sorry?
Only one at a time, please. I can't understand two people at once.
Oh.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
I say, I see the tow truck sitting out there in Gibson's parking lot daily.
Yeah, because that's supposed to be the agreement that when we sold that to them is that they were going to allow public parking in there.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I'm going into talking with Mr. Gibson and ask him, whoever's over there.
Mr. Hopkins is his name.
What is his name?
Hopkins.
Hopkins? Okay. I'll talk to Mr. Hopkins. Thank you for your help.
Sure. Okay. Anyone else?
I just wanted to say that I'm the other neighbor with them, and I was towed also. I gotta agree with, like, the 24-hour thing. I got home at 10:30 at night, and those orange signs seem to disappear. Come nighttime, you can see them during the day, but I was gone all day. I'm a nanny of 7 kids, and, you know, I didn't see them. I was told that they were there at 8:30 in the morning by the cops. They were told 7 at night. Another family that was there was told 8 at night. It's like everyone was being told different times. I thought someone stole my truck when I got up. I didn't know what happened. And, you know, it's like even a slip under the door. I mean, you see the houses are right there, and that's where we have nowhere to park. We don't have driveways there, and there's nowhere to put them.
All I can say is I will speak to the chief and make sure that everything is up 24 hours at least, you know, before whatever the issue is takes place.
Yeah.
And make sure that it covers the entire length of what they're going to be doing.
Thank you so much.
Is there anyone else?
One more question.
Okay.
The town meetings are every Tuesday?
It's the first and third Tuesday of the month. We have it today just because our last one, it snowed so heavy, we postponed it.
Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. And I would accept a motion to close the audience portion.
Move.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstention? Reports.
I'll be there. Make a motion to receive and file.
Okay, any discussion on the reports? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, new business. Approval for a ABC license for the fire department for a comedy night on April 25th. All the paperwork is in order.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstentions.
43-2015, appointing David Allen as the fire official.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions. 44-2015, transfer of reserve appropriations.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Kumpel?
Yes.
Okay, let's do 45 to 51 altogether. They're all redemptions of the tax certificate.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on any of these? Hearing none, another roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Again?
I will abstain on 45 and 46. The others, yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Hendricks?
Yes.
Kunkel?
Yes.
52, 2015, appointed David Allen to the planning board as the employee representative.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? 53, 2015, acceptance of surplus property.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? For a dollar, do we really need to go through a roll call?
You should.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Conrad?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Hendricks?
Yes.
Kunkel?
Yes.
54, 2015, providing for temporary current fund appropriations.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? And another roll call, please.
Hendricks?
Yes.
Conrad?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Kunkel?
Yes.
55, 2015, temporary sewer utility appropriations.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? Roll call.
Conrad?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Hendricks?
Yes.
Kunkel?
Yes.
Vouchers.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the vouchers? Roll call, please.
Conrad?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, and to Seth Park and Ricky Clark.
McDonald?
Yes.
Hendricks?
Yes.
Kunkel?
Yes.
Did they give you anything to do this week?
Well, I was going to follow up with Lieutenant or Deputy Chief Cicero about the sign. I was going to make the arrangements with him earlier this week, last week, I should say. I will speak with Dawson about Carlton Avenue to make sure he has done a site visit for Monday morning. And Rudy and I will be race notes.
That brings us to council remarks. Councilman Heinrich.
Just to make an announcement that the Senior Advisory Committee, we posted the flyer for the trip to the Sands Casino for May 16th on the bulletin board upstairs outside of the Christine's office and downstairs. And Robin's going to be passing out flyers as well. There are a few flyers over there. And that's it.
Ms. Conrad. Mr. Thompson.
Yes. We're going to be following up on the potholes popping up.
You mean the inverted speed bumps?
Yes. We'll take it where we want.
We will when the cold patch and the hot patch become available.
Okay. And do we have a list of the updated foreclosures?
I do not, but Rudy can send me a list in the morning. I can put it in your box.
Okay. Thank you.
Mrs. Quinco.
Time clock status.
We discussed this at the last meeting, I believe, that we were moving forward with the seasonal employees as a pilot.
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong there.
Just that?
We discussed this at the last meeting, I believe. Council agreed. It was, I think it was Ms. Councilman Higgins' suggestion that we start with seasonal employees.
Right. You did. The last meeting. But we are, I was talking about when we're getting the system installed.
I had said that we would, they don't start till April, so.
Right.
And March. And Dave suggested we start with seasonal.
April 4th,
yeah. Yeah. Am I right? Everybody's on the same page?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I remember about the seasonals, but I didn't know if that meant if that's when the system was going to be installed.
No, I don't know about that.
Because I thought you said something about there had to be something with the computer system.
There is. We only have one employee that starts April 1st.
Okay.
That would be a great way to start.
Anything else, Mrs. Polka?
Yeah, with the snow removal, are they only doing downtown?
They're doing downtown to Filbert. They're doing from the shoe repair on Broad all the way past Borough Hall on Belvedere Avenue.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what, at night only, right?
At night only. House of crew is on midnight.
Is there a cop out there with at that time working with them?
I do not know if there was police last night. I didn't get a chance to speak with them.
Okay.
Anything else? Mr. Higgins.
Yeah, I do. Christine, you know that memo for the crosswalk that you gave us?
Yes.
Did we already approve that?
We did not.
Well, okay, good. Because my question is, what happens if we don't?
This is the estimate from the engineer?
No, this is the lighted in-room pedestrian crosswalk resolution of the state.
Right, that the mayor has to sign. Dawson will be addressing that with the streets committee on Monday morning's meeting. But Dawson's recommendation is going to be that we have to sign it.
Okay. You said they're paving this year now.
That's correct, and that's why he will...
Just so everybody knows, it's an agreement that we take responsibility for that area. That's been there for 8 years. And now they want us to take responsibility of it when it's falling apart?
Well, they were never notified in the beginning that we...
They were.
They were?
They claimed that they were not.
Who put it
they
in?
Approved it. They approved the plans.
The DOT claims that they never received anything from the borough or the engineer in charge at that time.
Okay.
They have nothing on file.
But they waited 8 years?
They did.
They waited 8 years when now all of a sudden they know there's an issue there. And they want us to sign an agreement to maintain it. I understand what's going to happen. We're going to end up doing it anyway. But this is ridiculous that they waited 8 years, as much contact as we've had with them about that crosswalk. Now they want us to sign an agreement of responsibility that we're responsible for that crosswalk when it's falling apart. I got an issue with that, me personally.
That's correct, and that's one of the main agenda items for the Streets Committee on Monday.
Okay. Okay. I also have something here from Rutgers that maybe you might want to pass on to the Rec Commission. They're talking about free tickets and memberships to football games, basketball games, wrestling, lacrosse, women's basketball, gymnastics, and soccer.
That's from Rutgers?
From Rutgers.
Okay, so that's from...
I'll give it to you. Okay, you can pass that on to them.
Okay.
What you have to do to file the ticket and that stuff. Four kids, 12 and under.
Okay.
You'll pass that on to them?
Yes, I'll give the information from her. I'm at the meeting tomorrow.
Okay, good. Thank you.
I have one other thing to ask.
Sure.
The parking lot that we acquired by the pedestrian walkway by the clock.
Yes.
That is a town municipal lot, correct?
It is.
Where is the official parking for those apartments / condos?
There's an open spot.
For Van Cleef building?
Yes.
We have an agreement with Mr. Van Cleef that we give him 98 parking stickers a year, and his tenants park in that lot.
That's a whole lot.
Because the question was brought up that people...
Since it's about a certain range.
People doing business in town, there's no place to park in town, so they go to that lot. That lot is always full, so then they end up by going into the back lot. And then the issue came up where the town couldn't plow in there because all the residents that were living in there had their vehicles parked in there, so that lot could not get plowed out.
It's a catch-22. You're going to have the problem if we move the cars off the streets, so we can plow the streets. We can't get to the lots until the next day. And yes, I understand that the people living in downtown were in Van Cleef's building park there.
It does
become a problem. But when the lot looks like it's starting to clear out during the day, we'll get the backhoe in and clear as much as we can.
But can't they park in the back of the lot instead of right in the front, you know, where it's...
That front part is 2-hour parking.
Right?
That front part is 2-hour parking.
Well, that's not enforced whatsoever.
Sometimes it is. Not often, though.
There's been a truck there for the last month and hasn't been moved.
I don't think we can enforce where they cannot park. That's not part of the redevelopment agreement.
Right. But I'm just saying, if that's a parking lot for people who do business in town, and those are people that are living there, wouldn't it make more sense for them to park towards the back because their vehicles are going to be there a longer period of time? And like Scott said, it's 2-hour parking, that the front of the parking lot closer to the business area and the sidewalks was for somebody that needs to run to the pharmacy. They park their car, they go to the pharmacy, and they come back.
A lot of businesses park there out front of the business all day long.
It's not part of the developer's agreement. I don't think we can ask them to park to the back.
Yeah, we've asked the police to enforce it. They come out occasionally and enforce it.
But I was going to say, if it's 2-hour parking, though, how can they be parking there overnight?
I mean, one of the businesses used to complain about that often, and then one of his employees parked there and got a ticket.
Right.
So.
I was just asking, like I said, if it's 2-hour parking, how are they parking there?
Are they going to put the handicap parking in front of the they were supposed to put the handicap parking in front of the Washington, the Warren County Pharmacy?
Yes.
The
soup,
remember two?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
The issue with that is they're going to be doing paving.
Okay. Oh, right, right.
So
okay.
The paving's done
yeah.
That.
Okay.
That's what we're going to wait to paint the curbs and everything, too, then?
And when the snow melts.
Okay.
Then we can actually find the ground.
Right, right. Okay.
Find
them. Okay.
Okay. Mr. Thompson, you have something else?
Yes. Real quick. The road behind the police building. Thank you. Who owns that? Who's responsible for repairing?
The owner cannot be found.
Really? There's a huge pothole back there.
Yeah.
I think we end up filling them in every year.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yes,
but
we
do. It is not our property.
Okay, I just want to know who's responsible. That's all.
Yeah, there's a name on the books, as I remember, but the address is not correct.
I think we do it as a courtesy.
Okay, but there's like a couple of huge potholes back there. And
yeah.
Potholes
everywhere.
I know, but these are huge back there.
Yeah.
That road's horrendous.
I've driven down some pretty horrendous roads myself outside of Washington.
No,
so.
But that little alleyway there is.
I know.
Yeah,
Union Cross Patch and Coal Patch become available. We will.
Okay. Well, I think we just do stone there because it's the stone road.
It's blacktop.
Is it?
Yeah.
Some of it's blacktop.
It's blacktop that I think has turned to
stone.
Right.
There's patches of blacktop.
Right.
Okay. More patches of stone than there are blacktop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
No.
Okay.
Mayor, I got one more thing.
Sure.
Actually, two more things. Councilwoman Josephine Noon's not here tonight, but she mentioned it at the last meeting, and you guys have your streets meeting on Monday. Can you discuss with the engineer alternatives to doing asphalt paving now that we don't have the DOT funding and we only have a certain amount of money? There's a couple of longer roads that need to be addressed. Flower Avenue was brought up. I know there are other roads too. The tar with the chip or whatever they call it is an alternative.
Right.
And
that's going to be tall.
Yeah, and see what Dawson can say in terms of what that cost versus.
Yeah,
we
discussed that with our road department supervisor number of years ago. That's okay for a road that's in reasonably good shape that you want to preserve for another 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
But, for a road that's just in bad shape, that's just not going to work.
I think we discussed on the alleyway, right?
The tar and chipping?
What's
that?
Yeah, we went through the alley, tar and chip. But if I can address one more thing.
Well, you said you had two things.
The other thing is I know we have another meeting between now and then, but next Thursday the EPA is going to be coming to talk about the chlorinated solvents below the town, and I was just wondering who's going to be in attendance. I know I will be.
There's actually two sessions.
There's two sessions.
Right?
Yeah, it's an afternoon session. It's probably more realistic for everybody.
Yeah, that's
two to four.
12th and 6 to 8 on the 12th in the fire hall.
Yeah.
In the evening, 5:00 in the afternoon, in the evening.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Sir?
A question about that chlorinated solvents.
Yeah.
I live on Bainville and Ave, right around the corner from Park Ave.
Right.
Is that what they're doing there on the street?
Yes, they're digging wells.
Okay.
I guess they want to find the best place to put the pumps in.
Okay.
Behind the apartment building there, in the very back off of Hackong Street, they're going to build a building which is going to remove the PCE and TCE.
That's from the BASF factory.
Factory that was there before they were. It's a pump and treat system. It's a ground.
Well, this isn't really going
giant Brita.
So much for that. When those apartments were Millinery, I want to say that that's where a lot of that particular part comes. But it's just a huge plume. It's all over Warwick County, really. And it's going to take, I believe they said, 20 or 30 years to get rid of it all. But they're going to bring the water up, clean it, part off the poisons, and then pump the clean water back down.
Because I got a letter. All the residents over in that area got a letter.
The question I have during that is, are they re-injecting the clean water back into the aquifer?
Yes. At least that's what the plan was last time they presented before us. Okay, anything else, Mr. Heinrich?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right, listen.
Oh, my God!
I hear you.
I gave you all a chance.
Just so everybody is aware, they are going to be doing the road work on 57. So that $200,000 that we put in for doing roads, we're probably going to have to hit to fix the crosswalk, just so everybody knows that. And that's going to be discussed Monday also.
John, be there.
I requested either the supervisor or the assistant supervisor to be there.
Okay.
I don't know their availability.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mr. Thompson. The last one.
He just asked.
Oh, that's it?
It's going to be there.
Okay. Yeah, March 19th, for that PCETC thing, it's March 19th, 2 to 4 p.m. and 6 to 8 p.m. In the fire hall. So for anybody who's interested.
Yeah, I guess not the 12th.
No,
sorry.
19th.
I might save myself.
Okay.
How you doing?
Now I'll take my turn. Particularly for the streets committee, I attended a complete streets forum that they had at the township. Unfortunately, I was at the late opening, and I only got to attend the second half of it, not the first part of it. There was a handout that I have. Mr. Higgins, I'll put that in your mailbox so that you can go over it. It was really just a bunch of PowerPoints. There was somebody from Finelli who attended. So if you have questions, they might be the better person to talk about. And they were talking about how they divide up streets. You know, so much is the travel area. How much would be a bike lane? How much is a sidewalk? How much would be an area for trees or grass or something like that? And things of that nature. It was reasonably interesting. I wish I had been able to be there for the first part. Probably about 3 weeks ago now. It just happened to be on one of my off days, so that's why I went over to it. We had an update from Mr. Dunn, Paramount Assets. He anticipates that his apartments at 1416 will be ready to be rented for April 1st. Now, we'll see. I take that with a grain of salt, but that is what his status report says. April 1st, those apartments should be ready. Now, will he get a CO at that point? I don't know, but he may think he's done.
Yeah, there was four trucks down there, like three consecutive days in a row, like those little minivans.
Right.
But they were like work trucks.
Okay.
But they were like half parked down the road all over the place, so they kind of brought attention to themselves, and they were going in and out of that building working like 4 days down there.
Okay, that's a beautiful thing.
If you said
whether
they get a CO or not, that's a different story.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know how well it will be done.
And I think that's all I have.
So we do have a need for an executive session for litigation, so I accept a motion for that after a 10-minute break.
So moved.
Thank you.
Is there a second?
Second.